Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're with me because we've got Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief economist for the NFIB. He is a professor of economics at Temple University and a very, very well-respected economist in his field, in that discipline. And he is the guy who for decades now, in the fourth decade, maybe fifth decade, actually, Bill has been conducting a poll of small business owners and asking them how things are going out there. And he puts those responses into a handy report. And we've been a beneficiary of that since 2000. Over 10 years now that we've been receiving this report from Bill, and we appreciate him very much. Bill, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Good to be here, as always.
So you're now in your, is it your fifth, is it 70s, 80s, 90s, oddies, and you're in your fifth decade of this.
Well, I didn't think it was that long.
Wait, no, I didn't say it's 50 years. I said you're in your fifth decade.
Oh, okay. Well, I can go with that, I guess.
But you started when you were only nine, so that, you know, that's...
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Bill, I want you to comment, please, on something I've been covering this week and commented on in the last segment, and that is the future of independent community banks. Mike Menzies, our resident banker in the Brain Trust, was here yesterday, and he was warning us that there's going to be a significant amount of a continued reduction in the number of independent banks in the United States. We've seen 1,000 or at least hundreds of independent banks that have gone by the wayside in the last 3 years, largely because of failures, gone from 8,000 to near 7,000. You reminded me off the air that at one time we had 10,000 of independent banks. And so, and Mike is saying that because of more failures, but largely also because of consolidation, meaning being small banks being acquired, that number is going to go down even lower, maybe down as low as 5,000. What is your take on that?
Well, I think that there's certainly been a trend there. If you go back to 1980, you know, then we didn't have many, many more banks, thousands more independent banks, and we went through a craze, you know, that started kind of in the 70s and the 80s of consolidation. Remember the olden days, we used to have basically unit branching laws that said a bank
right.
could only have one branch.
Right.
And one of the main reasons we had that was to foster what we know and love is called competition.
Mm-hmm.
We like that. And in fact, the surveys we did back in those days when we would compare unit branching states to statewide branching states, our small business colleagues out there were always much happier with their relationships and the terms of their loans and so on that they got in unit branching states. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, we lost all that. We went from kind of unit branching to national branching.
Right.
So now we have, you know, 6,000 or 7,000 today. But you look at banks like, you know, J.P. Morgan or Bank of America, they each have 6,000 branches
right.
each. You know, so that's really, you know, what's happened to the banking system. And some people say technology made that possible. Well, you know, maybe. Certainly the big banks lend differently. They're cookie-cutter banks, you know.
Scoring is the coin
right,
of the realm.
Exactly.
Right.
Versus having relationship lending.
Like independent banks have.
Right. You can't establish relationships much in the big banks because they...
Are you concerned? But, Bill, are you concerned? I'm concerned about what the impact of reducing the number of independent banks in America will have on small businesses. Is that a concern? Is that a valid concern?
Yeah, I think it is because you, not just small businesses, but, you know, the whole economy. Because, again, if you think about, you know, one big bank making a mistake, you know, so one person mm-hmm. makes a bad mistake about where to invest their money. Well, if it's a small bank, you know, too bad, but, you know, that happens and we lose it. But if it's...
Mm-hmm.
But if it's Jamie Dimon, then the whole bank comes down and we lose a lot.
Too big to fail. Well, one of the things...
CBDF, right.
And by the way, folks, Bill, in addition to all the things that I just said about him, he's also one of the founders of a small bank, independent bank in New Jersey. And Bill, one of the things that I'd like to say is with all that I've... You know, with all the things that I don't like about this, if you have the ability, this may be the best time in 20 years to start an independent bank and then over the next 3 or 5 years.
Certainly. Well, there's growth every year, you know, in the economy, so there are always plenty of opportunities out there. I think we got a little carried away with that, in some markets.
Yeah.
Too many banks got opened up, and
but there still could be an opportunity. So that's another silver lining, so to speak, in all this. Bill Dunkelberg and I will be right back. We're going to go over the NFIB Small Business Report after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.